Andy, you've spoken to every journalist in this mix zone. There must be something going on in the world of track and field this week. What's been your reaction to everything that's happened?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to, like, that most of the things that were brought up in the documentary are things that, I mean, they're not new to the athletics world. They might be new to the public, but they're things that, like, we hear about as athletes, and, you know, whether they're hearsay, Chinese whispers, you know, allegations, stories, whether they're true or not, we do hear about them, and there's a lot more out there with other people that you hear about. These things do go on, but, you know, they at the moment they are just allegations, and there's no real hard evidence, and it's hard to do anything until someone tests positive. It's hard to do anything, so it's stirred a big hype, but nothing, you know. If they are found out to be true, I would love for something to be done about it, but, you know, whether that will happen is another story.
What was your reaction when you first heard the news? What did you think?
Like I said, it was just kind of that, you know, these are things that aren't new to us. We've been hearing stories about those things for 4 or 5 years. So I was just kind of thinking it's good that the public are getting to hear about it, but at the same time, yeah, like I say, it's stirring a big, like, ruffling feathers that with no real, like, kind of convicting evidence. It just stirred a massive frenzy, and, you know, from it, probably didn't get to see Mo run today, which they probably would have loved to have done.
Do you think Mo should have turned up and run today?
I would have found it very hard to compete after the week that he's had. I really would have. I'm not surprised that he didn't compete. I would have liked to have seen him come out, you know, I'm pretty sure the public would like to have seen him come out and, you know, just wave, like, come on to infield, wave and have an interview. But, I mean, with all the media here, it would be hard for him to do that as well, because everyone would still want to have a chat with him and get his thoughts on it, because it is such a big story. But, yeah, it would have been nice if he had just said, look, guys, I'm sorry, but my head's not in the right place to compete. You'll have to just accept my apologies, and I'll come and, you know, chat to you all at the track, something like that. That's what I probably would have done. But then we're not in his position, and it's hard to it's hard to think what is going through his head at the moment.
Just finally, do you think he's made the right decision then to go back to Oregon and try and get those answers to the questions?
He's got to do what he's got to do. He's still got a thing with athletics, is that your mind is such a big part of it as well. And if your mind's not right, then you're not going to compete right. Maybe he wants to just get away from it, just kind of go back to his family and, you know, relax a little bit and get back into training and just concentrate on what he needs to do. Because, I can tell you, it doesn't help things when you're here, there and everywhere. You're doing like media, interviews with the media, and, you know, everyone's phoning you up for your opinion, and you want to lead as simple life as possible, and the more famous you get, the harder that does become to do.